Right, saveus.org, and I want to urge you to become a partner. Day after day, we're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be, well, they're going to be your views. Because this is Open Line Wednesday, and we invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and would like to know what you would like to talk about. I thought maybe I would talk about my concern about the very real possibility that there's going to be a war with Iran. And certainly everything seems to be in place. In fact, there's so many things happening today which are political theater, which, of course, certainly should make us realize that nothing is as it appears to be. Certainly, we saw about a week ago the flotilla, a group of Turkish ships that were trying to break the Israeli blockade of Gaza. And, of course, this is not a blockade of humanitarian aid. It is a blockade of military equipment being taken into Gaza to Hamas, which is at war with Israel, is firing missiles into Israel. And certainly Israel has a right to protect itself, I believe. Maybe you don't. I'd like to know what you think on that. But they killed an American. Of course, a great deal is made out of the fact that it was an American citizen that was one of the nine people killed. And it's a tragic situation when anybody's killed. And some of the people were shot at fairly short range. Some of them were shot at some distance. Obviously, actually, what you don't hear is that one of the Israeli soldiers was stabbed, and of course his intestines spilled out from him, and other Israeli soldiers or Marines were severely injured in the attack, but we never hear about that. All we hear about is the one American who was killed there. But you have to ask yourself, what was an American citizen doing on a Turkish ship that was part of a flotilla that was trying to break an Israel blockade of Gaza? I mean, what was an American doing on the Turkish ship other than, he was actually a Turkish citizen who had dual citizenship in the United States, so in many respects he wasn't truly an American citizen. He was a dual citizen individual who obviously was part of the effort to have a confrontation to embarrass Israel, and of course it succeeded. And there are many, many people who feel this is a terrible thing, but I believe Israel has a right to defend itself, just as I feel we have a right to defend our borders. The problem is that we are not, the United States is not defending its borders, but we are actually financing many of the terrorist activities. We are training and arming the PLO, that is the Fatah element of the Palestinians. We spend millions of dollars training them and arming them so they can attack Israel, which we are funding and financing. So why would we be funding the Palestinian military as well as, of course, funding the Israeli military? Well, for the same reason why, if you go back and you study where did Hamas come from, this radical Islamic segment of the Palestinians, it was formed by the CIA and the Mossad many years ago, so they would have an enemy that would divide the Palestinian movement. Who leads Hamas? Well, there's a book out there called Son of Hamas, and I actually, certainly the young man was, his father was the head of Hamas. And one time the son asked the father, who really runs Hamas? You're the head of it here in Palestine, but who really runs it? And his father said, I have no idea who heads the organization I'm in charge of. There's other people, maybe they're in Syria, I don't know who they are, who really runs the organization. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, this is Open Line Wednesday, and so we certainly are going to be looking forward to your calls as we try to talk about the very real possibility there could be a war in the Near East and the Middle East within a relatively few weeks or few months. Certainly we don't know how soon it's coming, but everything points to the fact that there's going to be tremendous instability in that part of the world. And right now, I think we have Herman on the line. So, hi, Herman. How are you doing?
Very good. I saw a YouTube interview of Lindsay Williams, whom you've had on in the past, and he gave a shocking figure. He claimed that the Gulf oil leak there is putting out 200,000 barrels of oil a day, which is an absolutely astronomical amount.
Well, I've talked to her, to Lindsay. He will be our guest on our early morning program Monday. He'll be on with us 2 hours on Tuesday evening, and we'll hopefully get all the details. But I'm sure they're not telling us the truth about what's going on there in the Gulf. I'm sure it's being covered up, but I think it's going to be an ecological disaster of unparalleled dimensions. Go right ahead. What else did Lindsay have to say?
He used a very interesting analogy. He said, if you look up into the sky and see a jetliner flying across, those jetliners often are flying at about 30,000 feet. That is the distance they drilled into the earth. In addition, they went through 5,000, that's 1 mile, 5,000 feet of ocean, just to reach the bottom of the ocean, and then began their drilling to 30,000 plus feet. Now, he said this is to the absolute edge of what our technology can do, and the pressures that are released that deep in the earth are unbelievable. And he said there is a oil rig in Russia that was drilled on the land. They went down actually over 40,000 feet. He gave the location and the name, and I forget what that was. And maybe you can ask him next week what the result of that drilling in Russia did. But his point was you can control a land well a lot easier than one deep under the ocean. So it's just something that if it's true, I'd like to know where he gets his figures of the 200,000 barrels.
Well, he's getting that from this gentleman, Mr. X, who he had worked with when Lindsay was working on the Alaska pipeline back in 1976, 1975. We'll be back here. Just hang on. Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is Open Line Wednesday, so we'll invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call if there's something you'd like to talk about. We started out talking about, isn't it, about imminent war in the Near East and the Middle East. Herman just called in and said that Lindsay Williams had been interviewed on Rents recently and had talked about the fact there was something like 200,000 barrels of oil being released every day there in the Gulf. And, of course, this is going to be a great ecological disaster. We'll have to get all the figures on next Tuesday. But basically, Mr. Lindsay had called me a couple of days ago, told me that he had actually had an opportunity to interview Mr. X, the gentleman who had worked with him, who actually was in charge of the building of the Alaska pipeline, and certainly Lindsay had gotten to know him very well when they were up on the Alaska pipeline between about 1975 and 1976. And recently, just within the last week, why Mr. X had told him many details about the oil leak there on the floor of the Gulf, which you haven't heard elsewhere. So we're looking forward to that. Right now, we've got Mark calling in from Ohio. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and it's Open Line Wednesday. Hi, Mark. How are we doing?
Pretty good, Dr. Stan. Hey, for the past year or two, I've been tuning in from time to time some of the more mainstream conservative, you know, talk show hosts like Limbaugh, Mark Levin. I skip over Hannity. There's just something about him that just turns me off. But Michael Savage, I think there's one other one. Glenn Beck, I've pretty much shut him off. But I've never been anybody's ditto head, but I still like to listen to everybody's opinion when I can tune it in. And one thing, interesting thing that has happened the past, month or so, is I have heard Limbaugh, he has mentioned the Bilderbergers very briefly, and he hasn't mentioned them in a favorable light, which was surprising. And, yeah, I know he's probably got to be more cautious than anybody about what he says, but still I thought, you know, the guy is at least bringing those words to the forefront, and, you know, people that are diehard ditto heads are going to, you know, if they hear him say stuff like that, they're going to look it up for themselves and hopefully come across some good information. The other person who has talked about it, but he's been more open in his comments about it, is Dr. Michael Savage. He has talked about Bilderberger quite a bit, just deriding it and bemoaning, you know, the fact that these rich power brokers have all this control and stuff. So I think some of these guys, they know their limitations and they know they basically got a gun behind their head, well, mainly Limbaugh, and I say that figuratively, possibly literally speaking, but I do believe these guys are fed up and they're starting to leak out and just kind of spill their guts a little bit more. And the other thing is, and there's been a few examples of this on American Family Radio, not Harold Camping's thing, but it's Don Wildman. He founded this American Family Radio several years ago. On some of their radio programs, they have been playing excerpts of interviews where basically the press has been very confrontive with Obama. Matt Lauer was confrontive with him. Nancy Pelosi, well, not just Obama, but Nancy Pelosi tried to make a speech a couple days ago, and after 3 minutes, people just started protesting and just, you know, they're fed up with the liberals, are fed up with these guys. You know, so I do think there is more of a, what would you call it? People are just basically letting it all hang out.
Well, I think that there's an awakening, and I'm really pleased to hear the Rush Limbaugh's at least mentioning it.
Yes.
I've actually been on Michael Savage's show many, many years ago. He's a brilliant guy.
Yep.
And I'm pleased to hear that they're talking about it, because basically up until really this last year or so, you would never hear this mentioned.
No.
In the United States. Certainly throughout the rest of the world, this was very well known, but here in the United States, most people had never heard of this small little group. But they're only one of the groups. Remember, the Trilateral Commission,
yes,
is the one that really controls our government, and that is hardly ever mentioned. But certainly the Bilderbergers hold their meetings throughout the world, and the press of the rest of the world covers this. It's simply here in the United States the information is ignored. But I think that there is an awakening. And one of the really interesting things is apparently the leaders of both the Republican and Democrat Party have told the congressmen not to put on any more town hall meetings when they go home for their weekends, to go to a business or, you know, go someplace where they can be seen. But don't leave themselves open to people who can ask questions or, you know, yell or scream at them, because certainly the congressmen realize that the people are furious over what they're doing as far as destroying our economy, of the Obama health care bill, and the Republicans and the Democrats who just compromised to back that legislation. And certainly the fact that people are upset, the fact that the congressmen have been told don't hold, you know, town hall meetings, suggests to me that there's a growing awareness that the public has had it. The trouble is that they just don't understand how it all fits together. Nobody's connecting the dots for them. That's why I do what I do, and I'm sure why Alex and Joyce and the others are trying to get the information out. Anyway, Mark, anything else they'd like to say?
To me, that is, I think, the worst obstacle, the toughest obstacle we have, and by we, I mean those of us that are patriots, we're constitutionalists, we see through all the garbage, our ranks are swelling daily. To me, the biggest obstacle, though, is those congressmen, those middlemen, if you will, who stand between us and the global elite, who pull their puppet strings. And I think they know they're caught in the middle. They know they could be, you know, ousted at any time by the people behind the scenes, by the Brotherhood of Darkness. And they're basically trying to claim their own little piece of turf politically, and they know they are a clog in the works, and they are really, when you think about it, they are the enemies of this country. They are treasonous, greedy, selfish individuals who basically know they're between a rock and a hard place. And I tell you what, we have got to quit focusing on a long-term goal. I mean, I shouldn't say we, but there's a lot of talk in the Tea Party about, you know, in four more or three more years in the 2012 election, you know, we'll be able to overturn. It's like, we haven't got till that long.
What we have to do is get the American people educated. And
right.
The best things we can do is get them information on what happened on September 11th. Because once they understand that these people were left there to die, they killed 3,000, almost 3,000 Americans. They meant to kill 6,000 had they not gotten the people out of the South Tower who worked for Morgan Stanley. They would have killed 6,000 people, and they were totally unconcerned about that. They needed an excuse to get into the war. The plans were already drawn up. The troops were in place. They just needed an excuse, and they're going to use exactly the same sort of thing to get us into a war with Iran. That's the message we've got to get out. Hey, Mark, I got to go, but thank you so very much for calling. Your points are well taken. Okay, well, let's go to Joan, who's calling from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and simply we're talking about how do you reach people. I think one of the most significant things you can do is let them watch Building 7 come down, see how the center of the roof caves in first, which, of course, is what you do with a controlled demolition. You cave in the roof, the middle of the roof first, and then you destroy the base of the building. That's how Building 7 came down. And if Building 7 was a controlled demolition, then it was all a controlled demolition. If they lied about anything on that day, they lied about everything that day, and they killed those American people, and the murderers have not yet been punished. Hey, Gene, how are you doing up there in Coeur d'Alene?
Fine, thanks.
That's Joan. Okay, Joan.
Yes. I just wanted to, lower my radio, ask you if you heard anything about what was Joyce Riley had just said on her program, something about they want to get everybody, because of the oil glut, the oil problem, they want to get people out of their homes. They will want to, and put them in those stack-and-pack houses.
Well, basically, that is part of the overall Sustainable Development Agenda 21
yes.
program. Let me just put out our telephone number once again.
Mm-hmm.
1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. But, Joan, there is a long-range plan by the elitists to try to get people out of their homes and try to get them into these high-rise buildings, into small little apartments where they can be carefully watched and monitored.
Yeah.
They want to get us out of our cars, and certainly they want to get us onto bicycles or walking.
Right,
and they basically want to lower our living standards,
right.
And basically, in many parts of the country, why they're, you know, they actually are actually building these multi-story units at present time, and basically people can live in the upper stories, they can work on the first story, and they can do the shopping on the ground floor, and they actually have these units over in San Jose. They're really very attractive. They look very nice. But, of course, down the line, what you're doing is you're losing your freedom. And this is really what it's all about. But down the line, they really do intend to get rid of the majority of the people in America. It's all called sustainable development. In other words, there's certainly natural resources. We're running out of natural resources. We have to limit the consumption of natural resources. We're running out of oil. We've got to limit the consumption of oil. We're certainly running out of water. We've got to limit the consumption of water. We're running out of fresh air. So we've got, of course, to outlaw CO2 and contamination of the environment. And there is really an element of contamination in the environment, but most people don't understand. It is the very people who are talking about these things who are responsible for most of the pollution. They're doing these things intentionally. Look down there in the Gulf. Who's responsible for that? British Petroleum, one of the great champions of sustainable development. Hey, hang on. We'll be right back.
Okay.
You go right ahead, Joan.
Well, I just wondered if you had heard Joyce say that.
Well, I haven't heard Joyce say that, but I've heard Michael Shaw say that many times. If you listen to our programs by Michael Shaw.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 1-800-730-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
That there's going to be a war, either in the Near East or in the Middle East, or probably both areas, in the very near future. Now, Israel is really totally geared up for war. They've begun to mobilize their troops. They have passed gas masks out to all the Israelis within the last couple of months. They've all been given kits, of course, for biological and chemical warfare, and every Israeli citizen has one of those in preparation for what they fear will be a missile attack with warheads that can contain either biological or chemical weapons. They're having regular drills over there for civilians to get into the shelters there in case of a missile attack, and they do have shelters in many buildings and certainly in many of the apartment houses and elsewhere in Israel in preparation for the coming attack. Now, certainly Hezbollah has, and we get various figures as to how many missiles they have, but they have somewhere between 45 and 85,000 missiles. Probably Syria has 30 or 40,000 missiles, and it's probably Syria that has the chemical or biological warfare warheads on their missiles. Because what most people do not know is that, contrary to everything you've been told, Saddam Hussein did have chemical and biological weapons, first of all, because we gave them to him. We gave him the material to build his chemical weapons and his biological weapons. Remember, Saddam Hussein had worked for the CIA all during the 1950s. When he was a young man, he was an assassin for the CIA, and you can go up on the Internet and look this up, but I have books written 25 years ago talking about how Saddam Hussein worked for the CIA. The CIA installed him as the dictator of Iraq back in 1979. We financed him all during the 1980s, during his war with Iran. And if you want this, we have a wonderful article that came out of all places, the Washington Post, called "When an Ally Becomes an Enemy," talking about how we gave Saddam billions of dollars, how we gave him the military equipment that he used in the war with Iran that killed a million Iranians, how we, and I've even talked to a member of the Special Forces, American Special Forces, who was over there in Iraq and the war zone during the Iraq-Iranian war, and he was helping the Iraqis use the chemical weapons against the Iranians. Now, that's in violation of international law. And we think that Saddam Hussein was terrible because he used the chemical weapons against the Kurds and probably killed 100,000 of them. And it was a terrible atrocity. But, of course, it was a terrible atrocity when he used the chemical weapons on the Iranians and killed a million of them. And it's even more of an atrocity when, of course, we've had American servicemen with special forces over there helping Saddam Hussein commit this terrible atrocity. But these are the things you're never going to hear in the controlled media. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'd like to know what you would like to talk about. But under any circumstances, why, of course, you look at the Near East today, and, of course, it's a powder keg. Syria does have, I believe, chemical and biological weapons on some of their warheads. And, of course, just before the American attack, they were taken in military convoys into Syria. And you can check these things out on the Internet. There will be places that will tell you about that. I've certainly got this information from Joel Skousen, who has access to intelligence. But of course, Avi Lipkin told me this. But one of the best sources of information was Dory Gold, who is the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations. I had the opportunity to interview him, and during the course of our discussion, I simply asked him about the chemical and biological weapons we transferred to Syria, and without thinking, I'm not sure why, but he confirmed the story. Yes, everybody knows that Saddam's biological and nuclear weapons were transferred to Syria, and that's why we're pretty concerned that Syria has these biological warheads and could put them on the missiles. Well, of course, that was a long time ago when we invaded. What are we talking? 2003. But those warheads are still there in Syria, and of course, the Israelis are very concerned they're going to be used in the coming missile exchange. Now, there is no way, logically, that Israel is going to be able to survive a missile attack from Hezbollah, and especially if it's a missile attack from Syria as well. Remember, of course, the missiles were transported from Iran through Syria and then, of course, to Hezbollah. So Syria is really responsible for this whole thing. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Like to know what you think. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and certainly our lines are open at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But, of course, the question is, what is going to happen? Now, it would be totally illogical for Israel to attack Iran at the present time. There's no way that, even if she was able to, suddenly knock out the production facilities for enriching uranium. Why, Iran is certainly not going to sit back and allow that to happen. This would give Iran a justification either for directly attacking Israel with its own intermediate range missiles, which it has and which it produces, or certainly getting Hezbollah to attack. In fact, I'm sure that if Israel attacks Iran, Hezbollah will launch a series of missile attacks on Israel. And there is no logical way, of course, that Israel could survive that unless, and we've been told, that they have a very effective anti-ballistic missile system. It's called the Nautilus. It's based upon laser technology, and at this time of year, when there are no clouds in the sky, it would work very efficiently. It's both ground-based and, of course, space-based, and, of course, they do have, apparently, 747 planes over there that are equipped with these lasers, and these lasers could target hundreds of the incoming missiles at the same time. If that is not true, then I see no way that Israel is going to be able to survive a missile barrage from Lebanon. But I'd like to know what you think. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, our open lines here this evening, so our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, our good friend, Dr. Corsi, was invited to go to Israel about a year and a half ago, invited by the Israeli government, and when he was over there, and I don't know whether they paid his way, but I suspect they did, but he was there for a few weeks and he had a chance to talk to the president of Israel. He had an opportunity to talk to the premier of Israel, that would be Netanyahu, and the assistant premier and the head of the Mossad, the head of the Defense Department, all the key players. Now, how was that arranged? Obviously, it was arranged with the full support of the Israeli government, and they wanted Dr. Corsi to actually have the information and to write a book about why Israel was going to have to attack Iran. And, of course, the general theme was all of the Israeli leaders believe that Iran is on the verge of developing a nuclear weapon. Now, I'm not sure that's true or not. I really don't think it is. But it doesn't matter whether it's true or not. If it is the perception, and everybody believes that, it would certainly be a justification for an Israeli attack on Iran. The title of Dr. Corsi's book was Why Israel Can't Wait. And the basic theme was, of course, that Israel could not wait until Iran got a nuclear weapon because it could be used against Israel, and certainly a couple of well-placed nuclear weapons would simply destroy Israel, and they could knock out their nuclear generating plant, which they're primarily dependent upon for electricity. They could knock out their airfields and the Tel Aviv and Haifa and maybe Jerusalem, and that would be the end of Israel as we know it. And so Israel feels they cannot trust the Iranians, that the mullahs have an intense hatred of Israel, and I believe that is probably true. But I'm not sure if they really had a nuclear weapon that they would dare to use it, because they would have to know there'd be terrible retaliation. And I do not think that the premise is correct. But this is the attitude that is prevalent among the Israeli leaders. And whether it's real or contrived, it doesn't matter. It justifies an attack on Iran. The difficulty is that if Israel attacks Iran, and whether they do it with their airplanes, whether they do it with their submarines that are there in the Persian Gulf, and they have three diesel submarines there armed with cruise missiles, and it is suspected that those cruise missiles are armed with tactical nuclear warheads, because it would really be the only way that they could suddenly get to the underground centers where they're enriching the uranium. If that indeed were the case, why, of course, it would precipitate a retaliation from Iran. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What would Iran do in retaliation if she were attacked? And we're talking about the fact that our leaders know this is going to happen. How do we know that they know this is going to happen? Why, I believe this whole break between the Israelis and the Obama administration is all stage managed. This whole thing was certainly staged. It's political theater. It is staged to convince the American people that we don't want the Israelis to attack Iran, and we're told them not to do it. And so when Israel attacks Iran, the Obama administration will say we had nothing to do with it. We told them not to do it. But when the Iranians retaliate, and whether they'll retaliate by attacking Saudi Arabia, whether they'll retaliate by attacking Israel, whether they'll retaliate by sinking one of our aircraft carriers that's moving into the Gulf, and believe me, within a few weeks, why, there'll be several aircraft carrier task force in the Persian Gulf, or maybe we'll sink one of our own ships. The USS Truman and aircraft carriers about ready to be mothballed. Wouldn't it be a great idea, instead of me having to mothball and pay for it, if we just, had an explosion on board there, a false flag operation, some reason to justify America entering the war? And after all, if American sailors or soldiers were injured over there by the Iranians, the American people would rally behind the government as we entered a war against Iran. And ladies and gentlemen, as preposterous as that may seem, the history of America's involvement in the wars going back to the Mexican-American War back in 1898, where America got into the war because the Spanish sunk ship there, and the battleship Maine in the harbor at Havana. The only trouble was the Spanish didn't sink the Maine. There was an explosion inside the ship, and that's why it went down with a loss of 65 lives. But we went to war on a totally false premise. And just as we entered World War I under the false premise of the atrocities being carried out by the wicked Huns who were cutting off the breasts of women and the hands of the little Belgian boys, and it was all a lie, but it was sufficient lie to get the American people willing to go to war. And, of course, the true story of the Second World War, we've covered how American corporations provided the military hardware that was used for by Adolf Hitler, how we built him up, how American corporations provided the military hardware, American banks provided the money. And if you haven't read the book Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler by Professor Sutton, it's important. Or if you'd like to see the letter I found among Colonel House's papers back at Yale University back in 1980, a letter written by Ambassador William Dodd, who was American ambassador to Germany in 1936, writing to Colonel House saying, there are 100 American corporations over here. Why are they building up the German war machine? Now remember, this is 3 years after Hitler's come to power. Three years before England and France declare war on Adolf Hitler. Because Adolf Hitler invaded Poland from the west, but the Soviets invaded Poland from the east at the same time, and yet we only went to war, or the Allies only went to war with Hitler. Why didn't they go to war with Russia if it had anything to do with Poland? That was simply the excuse to get us into the war. But even during the war, why American corporations were providing the war materials, Exxon Oil Company was actually providing, or SO, whatever it was called at the time, was providing the oil that was fueling the German submarines that were sinking American ships and killing American boys. But we can't let the American people know that. The Germans kept trying to surrender. We wouldn't let them. The Japanese kept trying to surrender. We wouldn't let them. And all millions of people died unnecessarily. The Japanese wanted to end the war, and they offered to surrender 6 months before the war ended. We have an article from the Chicago Tribune. We'll send to anybody who'd like to see it, talking about how the Japanese tried to surrender, and we wouldn't let them. And the invasion of Okinawa and Iwo Jima were unnecessary. Dropping the bombs that they on Hiroshima and Nagasaki weren't necessary. The firebombing of Tokyo and so many of the other Japanese cities were not necessary. And millions of people died unnecessarily because, of course, the invisible government, which controlled our government, wanted as much carnage and horror as possible. And when you begin to understand that, so much of what's going on today begins to take on a frightening appearance, because I believe they're doing exactly the same thing. And if they have to have a false flag operation like the Gulf of Tonkin incident, an incident that didn't occur, and 58,000 American boys fought bravely and died in Vietnam because there was a fraudulent Gulf of Tonkin incident, and a million South Vietnamese and 2 million North Vietnamese died totally unnecessarily. And today, while we're doing everything we can to help those nice Vietnamese communists who killed and tortured our boys. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But the aircraft carrier groups are in the process now of moving into position for the coming war with Iran. We talked to John Quirk today. He said that several of the carrier groups are in the Indian Ocean, and of course they can go very fast. The ships can go 40, 50 miles an hour, you know, in 24 hours a day. They cover an awful lot of distance, and so basically, of course, they're moving to position in the Persian Gulf in preparation for the coming war. And the average American, certainly his attention divided between what's going to happen at the golf tournament that's going to be held here in the next week or so, and of course the oil leak there in the Gulf. That's where our attention is being focused, rather than on the very real danger of a war beginning. And certainly this Israel blockade of Gaza. And now, of course, more ships are coming to challenge that. And we heard within the last 2 days that the Iranians, the Iranians are going to send some ships to join the Turkish flotilla. And that, of course, is trying to block the Israeli blockade, and this could be a provocative action, could lead, actually, to war or justify an Israeli attack on Iran. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. One of the most significant things that's happened in the Near East in 50 years is the shift of alignment of Turkey, which up until about 2 months ago was firmly aligned with Israel and certainly had military exercises together and all sorts of military agreements. And now Turkey, with, I don't know, 50 or 60 million citizens, I don't know how many people live in Turkey, but it's a large country with a powerful military, which is closely aligned with the United States. But now Turkey has shifted its allegiance, and instead of being aligned with Israel, it is aligned with Iran. Why would Turkey shift its allegiance? Well, very simply because a lot of money was put out to actually finance the elections over there in Turkey to put the radical Islamists into power. And certainly the president of Turkey and the vice president or premier, vice premier, I'm not sure which, but they are certainly radical Islamists. But where did the money come from? Well, it came largely from a man named Mr. Gulen, G-U-L-E-N, who was a Turkish national, who was expelled from Turkey because of his subversive activities, and he came to Pennsylvania, where he lives today, and where, of course, he uses a great deal of money to influence the policies and the politics of Turkey. And from a safe haven here, he's been able to subvert the government, bring the radical Islamists to power, in preparation for the coming great war that's going to occur in the Near East and in the Middle East. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and let's go to Ernie, who's calling from Spokane. Hi, Ernie. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. How are you today?
Doing just fine.
Good. I do not know if we're going to go to war with Iran, but I will give you my opinion. And my opinion is the reason why we went to a war with Iraq is about a year and a half before we invaded, Saddam Hussein wasn't going to use dollar, the American dollar anymore, and he refused that. And that's when the we heard that Iran, you know, we had to go to war with them, and they had weapons of mass destruction, and now Iran, just about a year and a half ago, has not been taking American dollars in change for oil. So I believe it's all about that phony dollar that we have, and that's the only way we can prop it up is to make sure everybody uses it. If not, it's useless money.
Well, Ernie, you may be right, but there are a lot of explanations. Some people say, oh, we've got to do it because, you know, of course, we don't like those radical Muslims. Or they've got oil. We've got to get that oil. I mean, if we don't have that oil, why? I mean, America's going to have some real problems because, obviously, we're not going to be doing much offshore drilling for some time. They've temporarily suspended it. Well, sort of like Richard Nixon temporarily suspended the conversion of the dollar into gold back in 1971, and I'm waiting for that temporary time to end. But there are all sorts of explanations, and this may well be a factor of what this is all about. But I really believe that there is a master plan. I believe there's spirits and forces working behind the scenes who want to plunge the world into a terrible war at this time, and I just hope and pray that I'm wrong. I mean, I nothing would please me more than to find out that all these things that we're putting together now just are not valid. But, of course, we're getting information from a number of different sources that all suggest the war is coming. Well, let's just wait and see what happens, but certainly they're doing everything they can to shore up the dollar, at least temporarily, but eventually the dollar is going to collapse. This is whether they take out Iran or not. In fact, if we go to war with Iran, where's the money going to come from? I mean, we're having to borrow $5 billion a day simply to pay our debts. Where's the money going to come from for this war? Another war could certainly just contribute to the bankruptcy of our nation. This is why great nations have folded. This is what happened to Rome. This is what happened to the British Empire of the last century, and really it was destroyed by World War I and World War II. And this war could bankrupt our country, I believe, both morally and financially.
Well, I agree with you. I believe we're on a bankruptcy path because all the presidents in the past, including this one, has been spending more than they've been taking in, and just outrageous spending. I mean, it's not even, I mean, elementary children could tell you that this doesn't work. And, I mean, the American household, it doesn't work. If you spend more, you finally go bankrupt and you're done. But you're right, there are evil forces at work here, and we need to really work hard and pray that America will be saved, but more importantly, we must save our immortal soul. So.
Yeah, well,
thank you for your time, Dr. Stan. I always enjoy your show.
Well, thanks very much, Ernie. God bless you. Thanks for calling. And I think Ernie's point is well made. What we need to be doing is trying to educate people about what's going on. Now, I will tell you that one reason I do what I do is trying to paint a picture of what's happening in the hope that people will begin to suddenly realize that the wonderful, affluent society we have known is going to disappear, and perhaps even out of fear and greed, they will simply say, what can I do? And as they begin to explore what's taking place, I'm sure more and more of them will come to recognize the spiritual element of the battle, that we are aligned against organized evil. You cannot understand the events. I mean, the 60 or million people that were killed in Russia, we never talk about that. The 12 million Christians who were killed by Adolf Hitler, we never talk about the 12 million others who died. We talk about the 6 million Jews, but not about the 12 million others. Most of them were Christians because at that time, you know, going into the Second World War, Europe was a Christian continent. The people were predominantly Christians, no longer, because, of course, their ministers had lied to them. Many of their ministers were actively supporting Adolf Hitler and going right along telling the people, oh, they had to support the government using Romans 13. And an awful lot of people became very, very disillusioned with Christianity, which is why you can go to the churches today over there and most of them are empty. And there are more mosques in France than there are Christian churches. But we need a revival. And if we don't turn back to God, God will never bless America again. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. And Sydney, I'm a little surprised we haven't had more in the way of callers. But anyway, they never can tell what's going to happen. That's the nice thing or exciting thing about
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake. But a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or subscribe to our newsletter or simply, help out in any way you can, we'd appreciate it. We have a lot of people actually who join the Radio Liberty family, but they don't want the tapes. They listen to all of our programs, and others simply can pull the newsletter down free off the internet, and if they join the Radio Liberty family, we email it to them. But certainly, we appreciate anything you are in a position to do to help. And if you're not in a position to help, and I know a lot of people are having real financial problems, then we ask them to pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and our protection. Well, I certainly want to mention the fact that we have a great new DVD. It's called The Specter Haunting America. The Specter Haunting America. It's really the story of how they're poisoning our children with vaccines, but they're poisoning the elderly people. This is why we have such a striking increase in Alzheimer's disease and dementia and Parkinson's disease. And, of course, talks about vaccines. Are they safe? Are they effective? Are they a panacea? Are they a plague? I mean, how can you really understand this? There's so much misinformation and disinformation out there on vaccines, and you've got to be able to discuss it intelligently. The information in The Specter Haunting America, I think, is important for you to have at this time in history. Then, of course, if you want to know about genetically modified food and how this, of course, is damaging the health of people in our nation, and this is why they have the Doomsday Seed Bank up off the coast of Norway, up above the Arctic Circle, where, of course, the seeds for all of our major crops are being stored, so they will have them available for use when they start in all over again. Because they really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world. Who's funding this? Why, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Monsanto, that's producing the Frankenstein aberrations of food, of seeds, that, of course, are going to destroy the lives and fertility of so many people. You need to get the book, Genetic Roulette. Genetic Roulette, we recommend that to you. We also certainly recommend our recent interview with Bill Sardi. And if you get the book and ask for the tape, I would get the book and the tape as well. That's Genetic Roulette, and then our recent interview with Bill Sardi on genetically modified soy. And you must understand that they've modified our corn, our canola, our rice, our cottonseed oil, and certainly so much of the frying that's done is done now with cottonseed oil, and the molecules have been genetically modified, and those the aberrant genes will get into your intestine, and you'll begin producing these various products that get into your bacteria, and you become a vehicle for producing pesticides and for producing these other abnormalities of biology. And I don't think that God is going to look very kindly on the people who are destroying his miraculous plan for mankind and for food and humanity, and yet that's exactly what's going on today. So you need to get this information. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Again, the talk, The Specter Haunting America. If you need the information, gets into H1N1. Then, of course, the talk on Bill Sardi's talk on genetically modified soy. The book, genetic roulette. It's an excellent book on what they're doing with genetically modified